It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Here we are, the end of July. You better have a reason to clean your grill by now, because if you've not been hitting it hard for the last couple months, you're really not a grilling guy or gal. And I know if you're listening, you're one of those. So keep your equipment clean. And Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Hey, man. Good to be back in Michigan.
Yep, got the band back together.
Got That's the band back together. I trust things went well in my absence.
Well, it's always different. I don't know if it's well, but it went different.
It's better,
but,
you can say
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
No, I had a nice trip to the East Coast, and thank you for taking care of business.
Well, and Conrad wasn't here either, so it was
oh,
like
I was
doing a solo dance, man, but it all worked out. We had Scott sitting at the board, and Chaz sat in, so everybody made it happen. But,
yeah, well, yeah. That's good. It's nice to have friends like that that'll fill in for you.
Right.
My nephew got married in Boston, so we flew into LaGuardia in the middle of the week, and my oldest picked us up, and we stayed with her and her husband one night in their new house in close to
that's
White.
That's all they could take?
It's close to White Plains.
Okay.
So it's an hour or so north of Manhattan, and a really, really pretty area. It kind of reminds you of, I don't know, if you're from Michigan, you might have been to like Plymouth, or it's a nice upscale neighborhood. Not overly, not as nice as Plymouth maybe, but just nice, you know, older house, really old place. I mean, most buildings are 200 years old.
Right.
And there's a lot of historic landmarks. And so we stayed with them for a night and then rode with them up to Boston.
Okay.
And we flew home from Boston Sunday. But Boston is one of the nicest towns you'd ever want to be. This is the first time I've really spent a lot of time.
Yeah, I've been in and out of there for business before, but I've never spent like days there.
Well, let me tell you that walking around, I learned one thing. I had to stop a cop because I could not. It's the screwiest town. There's a story behind how they cut it up and why they did it, but it's got like almost wagon wheel streets, spokes that come off a lot of the intersections. And by golly, Apple Maps does not work there.
Oh, really?
Not very well. When you're walking.
Couldn't be operator issue, could it?
When you're walking, well, I think your speed is so slow that when you're driving, it's fine. It picks up the next place. But there's so many big buildings that the signal wants to ricochet. That's what the cop told me. And their town, he said, is not gridded. So whatever that means. But
wagon wheel versus squares. That's what that means.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I assumed.
So what'd you eat while you were there?
And so I tried to find my son one day because he met up with a kid that has spent a lot of time in our house who lives out there now. And I really wanted to bop over and see him. I had a couple hours. I had a beer. I took a walk. Wrong shoes. Because I ended up walking like 4 miles in something that might be feeling like a moccasin. And their sidewalks are not great. There's a lot of unlevel and brownstone and all this stuff. I did like 4 miles. The worst part of it was I had to go to the bathroom so darn bad. I never got to see Yusuf, but had a wonderful walk. And what did I eat? Oh, my goodness. The first day for lunch, we had my son-in-laws and I shared a seafood platter that was stacked. You loved it. It was stacked with oysters, clams, crab claws, crab legs, lobster, shrimp, raw tuna. I mean, it was just, I was so excited. Mm-hmm. It was so perfect. Oh, my gosh. And then one day I just tried seafood like every chance I could. And the wedding event was in a manor. The bride's family is old money. And so it was at a manor. They rented this giant manor outside of town. But there was no seafood.
Oh.
The food was wonderful. Short ribs is what my wife selected for me. And it was great. They had a 10-piece band.
Wow, that's cool.
That I couldn't. I thought at some point in time they were putting a DJ on.
No,
they did everything. Everything. I mean, it's one of the best bands. Probably the best band I've ever heard at a wedding.
Yeah,
these guys were pros, and the crowd just loved it.
That makes a big difference because it gets everybody up and dancing and having fun rather than sitting at a table looking at each other.
All my kids went and their spouses, no grandkids.
Right.
So we didn't have to babysit.
Yep. And there's a lot of them to babysit if they all show up, too. I've been there on the other end of that when they were all there at your house. It's fun.
But it was just really nice to let all the kids get together, and they just have so much fun together.
Yep.
And it was a very hot reception. It was outside.
Right.
And it was like 87 degrees and humid. And
All of that.
You didn't stay very dry.
Right.
But great trip. Boston, I would highly recommend going there maybe in September.
Right. Yeah.
And I spent more money than I care to tell you about because everything is pricey there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's and to bring that home, I've got a catering gig next weekend that is a guy that, you know, I give away charity barbecues. Right. Well, a lot of people buy them, and it's not enough people. They're for 20 people. They got more coming to their house. But I'm putting together the budget for, he wants brisket, skinless boneless chicken thighs, and pulled pork for his guests, some mac and cheese and stuff. And, you know, you're looking at that, and it wasn't that long ago that, you know, I'm looking at
you could get $7.99. You could get a brisket for $3.59 on sale.
Right. And you know, it's Sobeys is $7.99, which is, you know, you get great quality there, but you look at that and it's like, wow. You know, and I got to feed 70 people, so I'm looking at 30 pounds at a minimum of brisket because everybody hits the brisket hard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's like, dang, man, this stuff is expensive everywhere is where I'm going. I'm not calling Sobey out for being expensive.
He's actually got everywhere. Better prices on a lot of things.
Right, exactly. You know, skinless, boneless chicken thighs are still $3.39 a pound. You know, they're up and everything. So
hot dogs are still reasonable.
Well, you know what, though? I looked at that for a different gig. I got a softball tournament that I'm catering, right? And they just want burgers and dogs for all the players in the tournament. It's over $1 a dog for a bun and a dog now to put him on the plate, you know, and it's like
times have changed.
Holy cow.
You know,
and that's my cost.
My
son
lives close to Sanders Meat Market up north.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes down, he always brings a bunch of their meat sticks. And he brought their homemade hot dogs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think I'll just go up and buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
And freeze them because they're that good.
Yep.
And I'm turning into the hot dog king at work. You know, we have this promo every other Wednesday where we put hot dogs on that roller thing.
Oh, are you using the roller?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Actually, really nice.
Does it?
Yeah, because I can do my work and not stand over there. It just cooks them as they go.
Yeah.
But I can tell you after 4 hours, they're not as good.
Yeah, right. After sitting there. Yeah, you've proven that trying to eat one of those at a gas station before, right? You walk in there and that hot dog's been rolling.
I didn't say Speedway.
Right, yeah. But so how many dogs does it hold?
Oh, 2 dozen.
Oh, really?
It's a big one.
So how long? So if you get hit, like you get lunchtime comes in, you get a bunch of contractors.
Well, that's my
in.
Problem.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah.
I know that our crew, all our guys in the warehouse are going to hit it first. So I kind of stage it and stack it.
Yeah.
And try and stay ahead of it. And this thing is really nice. It's you can actually adjust the temperature on both sides. It's got two different heat zones, so you can cook them fast on the left and throw them over to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did try the first time I used it. I tried being tricky and stacking them up like a pyramid.
Oh, come on.
You can't
they're
do
rolling.
It.
They're rolling.
Yeah.
They're going to fall like dominoes.
They did.
Yeah. Right. Well, whatever. We'll leave that one alone. But anyway, Bob, coming up next, we've got a guest in the studio that's going to be joining us from Ideal Welding Solutions. It's Marco Fernandez, and he has a beast parked outside the window of a smoker. And if any of you are looking for the real deal, you're going to want to listen to this next segment because this thing is fabbed right here in his metal shop, and It is amazing. Fits on his trailer right behind his truck. And
Michigan barbecue at its best.
Yeah,
I hope I get a chance to use one of these.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk all about this smoker. And if you're into it and Mama's giving you a budget, you're going to want to listen to this. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.